Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings. I got a hey, I was wondering, from JD. I'll explain how what I've just asked you ties into JD's hey, I was wondering here in a second. But I had Melissa, Whip, and Violetta, and hopefully one of you folks, or all of you folks as well, write it down as well. How you feel in one word? And your last snack. Melissa, how do you feel? One word.
I feel calm.
Calm. Whip.
Fine.
Fine. Violetta.
Giddy.
Giddy. All right. Melissa, what's your last snack?
Tortilla chips.
Whip.
Sugar cookie.
Violetta.
A chocolate chip Eggo.
According to JD, hey, we've been playing this Twitter game where it's called the quarantine nickname, where you add how you feel in your last snack. Currently, I'm Dirty Doritos, and my wife is Krabby Quesadilla.
What?
I was wondering, has anyone else picked up on the bad nickname from this crazy lifestyle? Thanks. Just wondering, JD. So, Melissa, you would be?
Calm tortilla chips.
Whip.
Fine sugar cookie.
Oh, my God. Like that one's
that's
so
a good,
good
quarantine nickname for you.
I love it.
Fine sugar
Fine sugar cookie. And Violetta, you would be?
Giddy Eggo.
Giddy Eggo. They all work.
Mine's kind of lame.
How you feel and your last snack.
That's fun.
I'm a healthy gummy bear.
Okay. That's cute, too.
By the way, I have a confession. I soaked a bowl of gummy bears in vodka.
What?
Oh.
Are they still delicious? Soaking, or did you eat them?
I soaked them overnight.
So they're ready to go?
Well, the previous night, so I had them yesterday.
Okay. Are you serious?
Yeah.
You just had like a mouthful of gummy bears?
Well, not now, but I mean yesterday.
I know, that's funny, though.
Before I went to bed, I did. Yeah,
that's like
vodka
a party
soaked
snack.
Gummy bears. Well, it's the sign of a quarantine. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my
Giddy
God.
Giddy Eggo?
Yeah, Giddy Eggo.
Fine sugar cookie?
Oh, oh my yeah. God.
You got to call me that. I order everybody to call me that at all times.
On the way next, news with Fine Sugar Cookie on the mix. Staring at apps. 70 days of the year you spend staring at your phone. 70 days.
Yeah, that's pretty nuts.
You're staring at your phone longer than you've been in quarantine so far on your regular everyday year.
Mm-hmm. That's a problem.
What are you staring at? 312-233-1019. I actually stare at this cribbage app a lot, too, and play it.
What's that?
Because I used to play it with my grandfather when I was young.
Oh, and really?
So it feels very nostalgic for me to play it. It's a card game.
Oh, cool.
Oh.
I used to play with my grandfather all the time. He taught me when we would work on the farm all summer. We'd work all day in the fields, and I'd come home and play cribbage at the table with grandma.
Oh, okay. That's so cute.
Yeah. Top three things you're staring at. In at number three, you can't stop staring at what, Kendall?
Snapchat. Is what I can't stop staring at.
Yep. Hopefully you're following us on Snapchat.
Oh, you know I am.
All right.
You know it. Yeah.
We good bluff. Solid bluff. Cool bluff. Love it.
Love
it. Way to go. At number two, Bill, you spend all your time staring at?
Top of the Blabber Buzz alerts.
Blabber Buzz. What's that?
It's basically news.
Basically news. Keeping up on all the news.
Okay.
You know what it is when you spend your nights reading too much news on your phone. More on that coming up here in just a second. And finally, in at number one, Violetta is going to be so happy because you spend all your time staring at what, Christina? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh.
Try it again. Christina.
TikTok.
One more time.
TikTok.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is. That's how it goes on the Eric in the Morning list. We really struggle at number one.
Yeah, we do.
You go down the TikTok rabbit hole and can't come out, huh, Christina?
You got it.
Yeah.
It's hard not to pull out your talk.
Any particular video that you like the most right now?
All of them, really. They're pretty fun.
Yeah. Okay, that's good.
Well, they're so short. It's
thanks
easy
for the help.
Just to go to the next one. You know what I mean? You almost don't even pick a favorite because you're like, oh, I just saw 1,000.
Here we go. This is what I was looking for. Global travel.
You got some?
Latvia, Estonia, Germany, New Zealand. But if you can't get that, you settle for where Kathy went. Where'd you go, Kathy?
I went to Nebraska.
Close enough.
Ooh, yeah, that's... Who knows what
close
that's like?
Close enough.
What's going on there?
How's life in Nebraska?
It is relatively normal. It was so nice. We got to eat dinner and lunch in restaurants.
Right.
And we got to go shopping in stores. It was amazing.
You know what's interesting? I don't know if it's like this in Nebraska. You know, we're obviously very worried about things here, and rightfully so. But my buddy who's down in Florida is like, you know what? When you get a little bit of freedom, people tend to follow the rules a little bit more. Like, because he's gotcha. we got to go out to eat, which was nice, but we made sure that the tables were far enough apart. We sanitized. We were very careful. We threw away the menus. It was great. That little bit of freedom caused him to actually follow rules more than going, right. Screw it, I'm going out.
Right.
I would have to totally agree.
Did you find that to be the case in Nebraska?
100%.
Okay.
It was so nice.
I have to ask you, why did you go to Nebraska?
Because it's a long story, but to make a really long story short, my son goes to college at Creighton.
Okay.
And his car was broken down since February.
Got it.
Because, yeah, and then he went to spring break.
So his car's broken down sitting in Omaha.
Exactly.
Right.
I expected it was going to be towed. It was Grandpa's dream car.
Right.
And so we drove out there to try and bring it home.
Ah.
But alas, it did not work that way because it needed thousands of dollars worth of repairs.
I'm sorry to hear about that, but I'm glad you got to have lunch in Nebraska.
We did. Lunch and dinner.
Wow.
Wow.
Show off.
You.
Exactly.
Got your Nebraska swagger on.
Mm-hmm.
People shopped online every day in April like it was Black Friday. Virtually every day was Black Friday level traffic and sales. Crazy.
Oh, my God. I know. I see it.
Online pajama sales skyrocketed last month.
Yeah.
Anybody listening who bought something completely ridiculous during this pandemic. Everybody's been ratting out Melissa, too, for her selfie light that she bought.
I did. I know. I posted another video because I finally used it. And I was like,
vanity at its finest.
Well,
I know I want one.
I know. I'll tell you what. I did the test of like, should I use this or not? Does it make you look better? So I did like a before and after, and everybody's like, use it.
Right.
So I was like, okay.
Yeah. Like, thanks a lot.
Fine.
Hi there, Mike. What'd you buy?
I bought resistance bands, and they are still in China as of April 1st.
Right.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, resistance bands.
As of April 1st, that's the last update you got?
That is the last update I got, and they are still in transit.
Yeah. I don't like your odds.
Some are stuck in Wuhan. I still have masks that I think are coming from China. I'm still struggling to get masks in this world.
Right.
It's crazy.
Right. That's weird.
Do you got an ab roller to match it, Mike, your resistance bands?
I got the ab roller, too, and it's still there.
That's still in China, too.
Okay.
So somewhere in China, a bunch of Chinese guys have rock hard abs. All right. Well, that's good for them. Hey, Neil.
Yeah. Me and my girlfriend, I convinced us both to buy electric scooters.
Electric scooters in your online buying during the pandemic. Have you received a delivery of those from China yet?
Oh, yeah. Hell yeah.
You been using them much?
Oh, like every day. We zip around to the Walgreens, Mariano's, gas station, everywhere.
Nice.
That's worked out well for you. That was a positive buy then as opposed to the ab roller. Hey, Patrick, what was your late night, do I really need this purchase?
Well, my wife and I decided to buy a crepe maker.
Oh, crepes are delicious.
Yes, that's what we thought, too. And
right.
then I don't know if you guys remember the magic pan when they used to make, like, strawberries and whipped cream.
Oh, yeah.
Wrap them up in a crepe.
Good times.
They even did the turkey and the broccoli and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So we went to use it. We used it once. It didn't work very well.
Right.
It's now sitting on the shelf in the basement.
There it goes.
In the basement. Okay.
Yeah, they're in a basement. One-time usage on the crepe maker. Crepes strike me as something that's not easy to make, but that is a learned over time skill.
Yeah, it sure is.
And finally, your online sales. Every day's like Black Friday now. Angie, what'd you pick up?
Hi, I bought a Spider-Man web inflatable raft that's 7 feet across.
Every home should have one.
Okay.
Nice. And where are you planning on using that?
Well, I put it on my patio. I don't have a pool, but Amazon had it for $19.99. So.
Oh, you got to get it for that. So you bought a float for a pool, even though you don't have a pool.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, down the road, you can buy the pool, too.
You never know. You'll be ready.
Call our good friends at American Sales so you can pair it with your Spider-Man web 7-foot floaty. That'll
That's
be
awesome.
Nice. It's the mix. Let's find out who is today's featured restaurant of the day. We head to Wheaton, 1060 College Avenue. The Hen House of Wheaton, today's restaurant of the day. Let's say hello to the owner, Steve. Steve co-owns it along with his wife, Alexandria. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how are you?
Great. How are you today?
Awesome.
Tell me about the Hen House of Wheaton.
Yeah, we're a local restaurant, family-owned, me and my wife. We specialize in did a little bit different than everybody else does. I mean, you know, we have a bunch of different type of dishes. We have a s'mores French toast.
Oh, yeah.
We do a filet mignon eggs benedict with a Bernaise Hollandaise sauce.
Oh. Yum.
Wow.
I saw you have beer battered cod sandwich as well.
Yeah, I actually do. I had that during Lent, and I'm actually redoing the menu, and that's something that I'm actually going to put back on the menu. So.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah. That's perfect. Hen House of Wheaton. How long have you guys been at 1060 College Avenue in Wheaton, Steve?
A little bit over a year and a half. We opened up December of 2018.
Okay. All right. And you said you and your wife co-own it. Do you both work there? Are you there each and every day? Have you been there every day during the pandemic?
Yes. It's just that it's me and my wife. We run the show. We've been doing everything up front, helping out in the back. I have a guy in the back helping us out also, too. I have my cooks, obviously. I'm trying to keep as many people employed as possible.
Oh, sure.
How has the community of Wheaton been as far as support goes?
They've been excellent. They've been supporting us like you wouldn't believe. They've been, we've catered a couple of times to the local hospital, CDH, through people from Wheaton that have donated. You know, we had a roofing company that donated through us, another local moms group that donated through us.
That's
we just
awesome.
Try to do as much as we can for the community in these hard times, too.
Yeah, well,
that's good
to hear.
We want to do what we can. You're supporting others, Steve. We want to see if we can all get together as a community, not only Wheaton, but all the surrounding towns. Or even if you're not nearby and you want to hop in the car today and head to Wheaton to check out the Hen House of Wheaton, what you can do is text the word TAKEOUT to 60123. We'll get you a link to the Hen House of Wheaton. You can find out what you like on the menu. You can place your order. And our goal, Steve, as always, over the lunch hour, is to get a whole bunch of cars lined up for curbside pickup, which I assume you're doing, correct?
Yes, yeah. We do it a little bit. We try to do it as no contact as possible. Mm-hmm. We have tables outside, and we run the food outside to the tables so people don't have to interact that much with anybody, you know. So it's
safety first.
As best possible to keep our distance, obviously, yeah.
Perfect.
That's our number one concern, always.
So, Steve, we'll send the Mixed Road crew out there like we've been doing for all of our featured restaurants. They're going to be on site from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. playing music and taking pictures of hopefully a whole bunch of cars lined up for curbside pickup to support the Hen House of Wheaton. And we're wishing you nothing but success today. And when this comes out the other side, continued success as a locally owned family business, okay?
Thank you. Thank you so much. Looking forward to it. And just to also add, I'm a huge fan.
Oh, thanks, Steve.
Oh,
look
so
at
nice.
That.
Thanks,
that's a nice guy.
Steve.
About
thank
to
you.
Say
we
you sounded like such a nice man, and now you really clinched
He's
it.
The best. Now you really have to go support the Hen House
exactly.
of Wheaton. The great United States of America. Home of drinking.
Yeah, it is.
50 great states, 50 great drinks. What is the number one most searched cocktail in each state, according to Google? Well, I'm looking at Illinois right now. 312-233-1019. During this pandemic, Anthony, the number one searched cocktail in Illinois is what?
Is it Moscow Mule?
The Moscow Mule, no.
That's so good.
The Moscow Mule does not make it. No, no, no. The number one searched cocktail in the great state of Illinois, Kelly, is what?
The Manhattan.
Exactly right. The Manhattan.
Seriously?
Have two Tritos. Can't feel your legs. Go to sleep.
Wow. Yeah.
The Manhattan is exactly right. You had one recently, Kelly?
No, I'm a rum and coke girl myself.
Oh, are you? Are you? Nice. Okay. Well, why were you surprised by Manhattan, Melissa?
I guess I just was expecting something. There's so many different, like, unique new drinks. You know,
remember,
I was...
this is a, you know, this is everybody in Illinois.
Yeah, I know.
Unique
I know.
Quality. It's going to be more mainstream.
You know, I was just thinking it might have been something more, like, whiskey related because there's so many, like, whiskey drinks out there.
Hmm.
Or, like a margarita or I don't know.
Well, if you're in Maine, that's the number one search drink in Maine, margarita.
Oh, okay.
In Iowa, it's the kamikaze. Nice.
Go Hawkeyes.
Go Hawkeyes.
That sounds strong. I don't know what's in that.
Yeah, it's more of a shot than anything.
Oh.
Michigan, it's the Cosmo.
Oh, I was going to say that for New York.
For New York, it is the Manhattan.
Okay.
Well, very urban cosmopolitan.
Yeah, I guess.
That kind of thing. For Indiana, it's the French 75.
What the heck is that?
It's a liqueur, I think. I don't even think it's a cocktail.
What are you people drinking over there in Indiana?
I don't know what that is.
I don't want to go over there and get a haircut from someone who's had a few French 75.
Oh, it's a gin drink with simple syrup, sparkling wine, and lemon juice.
Yeah, I'm not a big
That sounds very
guy.
Fancy for Indiana.
Like a French lick.
In Wisconsin, you don't want to go up there and get a haircut either after they've had a whole bunch of grasshoppers.
Okay.
Crassa. Oh, that sounds really
good. That's
a
dessert.
Right now.
That's
it
not
is.
A drink.
It is.
That's like when Melissa said her favorite drink was the White Russian.
Hey.
I'm like, that's not a drink. That's a dessert. And you should move to Wyoming because that's the number one search drink in Wyoming.
Are you serious?
It's the White Russian.
Oh, my God. That is so good, though.
It's a dessert. It's not a drink.
Yeah, who cares?
You'd have to have 35 White Russians to feel anything, and you'd gain 70 pounds.
Well, you know, you just
all cream.
A little less cream and a little more liqueur.
Any other states you're interested in?
Oh, yeah. How about in
Florida, it's the Cuba Libre.
Oh,
okay.
I enjoy myself a good Cuba Libre from time to time.
What is it in good old Kentucky?
In Kentucky, we'll see if they like whiskey. It's called the Lily.
Oh.
I don't know what the Lily is, but that's a number one for Kentucky.
How about Kansas? So no one gives Kansas any love.
Screwdriver. Vodka.
Okay.
A little orange juice, and you're in business in Kansas.
But it might be Manhattan, because they also have a Manhattan.
You were just listing Rolling Stones. What category were they calling it?
Yeah, the top debut singles of all times.
Because I had seen something here. It's called the top songs while cleaning of all time. Some group called Wren Kitchens recently surveyed the nation to find the most popular songs while cleaning the house.
Yeah.
And a lot of them on here are relevant. Like number one is 9 to 5 by Dolly Parton, whatever. But the rest of them, like number two is Uptown Funk.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Make you feel better while you're cleaning.
For cleaning your house, Uptown Funk. Number three, Walking on Sunshine. Shine, Katrina and the Waves. Number four, Bad Guy, Billie Eilish.
Okay.
Does that make any sense?
No.
Well,
I
Want
to Dance with Somebody, Whitney Houston at number five, to Clean the House. Shape of You, Ed Sheeran at number six. Girls Just Want to Have Fun, Cindy Lauper. She's got the, what is
Cosentic.
She on?
Cosentic.
That's right, Cosentic for her eczema.
Yeah. Sweet But Psycho, Ava Max at number eight, to Clean the House. Don't Start Now, Dua Lipa. Number nine.
Yeah, I can see that.
And number 10, I can't figure out, even though I like the guy, Louis Capaldi, Someone You Love, to clean the house?
I guess some people are depressed when they're doing it.
I don't know.
That's
crazy. Louis Capaldi also was talking, you know, he was on our cocktail hour last week, was talking about how it's hard being as handsome as he is.
Definitely.
He was sharing that ironically.
I know.
But ironically, or is that Alanis Morissette?
Sweet, though.
And you had mentioned that Britney Spears was the number one song on your list.
Yeah, Baby One More Time, top debut single ever.
Would you believe this radio station, in its entire music library, does not have that song in there?
You're kidding.
That's
like
an
OG. We've got other, like, Britney Spears' Criminal. Nobody likes that. Hold It Against Me, I Want to Go, Make Me. We've got that in there, but we don't have Hit Me, Baby One More Time.
That surprising.
Strange.
That was my first CD from Coconut Records on Diversey.
Can you find it, Whip?
Oh, yeah. Give me like 30 seconds.
Yeah, no problem. Well, since it's the best debut song of all time, according to Rolling Stones, I thought we would play it. And then I was shocked that this radio station doesn't have it in the computer. How is that possible?
I don't know. I'm very surprised about that.
Don't you think so?
I could even see us playing that at some point.
It's not even in here.
10 more seconds of an ad, and we'll be right there for you.
Then you just fire that right up.
Yep. Yes. Wait, you're playing it?
Yeah, why not? It's number one on the list. It makes all the sense in the world. You bought it at Coconuts on Diversey for crying.
I know.
Is that right at Diversey in Sheffield?
Exactly. Yeah. In that parking lot. Now, I think it's a Potbelly.
There's a Lover's Lane there now.
Lover's Lane and Potbelly's.
Yeah. There used to be a Penny's Noodles across the street.
There's a
right
BYOB.
By the L stop.
Yeah, there's a BYOB sushi across the street, too.
Perfect. Boy, I got a lot of stories to get to today on Tidbit Wednesday.
All right.
Many of them tying together, which is a rarity. Let's see if this actually works. You know, Memorial Day's coming up. Are you anybody planning on any traveling?
No.
I don't think so. No.
Are you?
You're go trying, up to Wisconsin, right? Probably, right? It's going to be sunny in 80.
Well, that's true.
Be nice.
Violetta, no traveling?
I would love to get to Lake Geneva or Wisconsin.
Yeah, road tripping.
Yeah, a little road trip.
Can we go with you?
No, I'm busy.
I don't want
to
go.
According to AAA, Memorial Day pump prices will be the cheapest in nearly two decades.
Oh, this makes
Woo-hoo!
Sense.
Yeah.
Road trip it.
Right? Yes. That is the bonus of this
road
whole thing.
Why don't you go up to Michigan and see your sister?
Maybe. I haven't talked about that, but that's not a bad idea.
My sister's new boyfriend has a cabin in Wisconsin.
Why don't you go there?
I think I might.
Why don't you go there? Two-thirds of Americans are planning to travel more this summer despite the coronavirus. Two-thirds.
Okay.
Gonna hit
Everybody
the road
needs
more.
To get out. You gotta get out.
Yeah. You might not see people flying as much, but I do think you're gonna see a lot of road tripping.
Yeah.
Totally. Gas prices low. Well,
that's a good incentive.
Everybody
right
all cooped up for 2 months. Got to get out on the open highway and see this great nation, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, everybody's talking, of course, about The Last Dance, and now there's all the blowback on it for the, you know, for the time it was on, it was the greatest thing ever. Now it's over, it's all, everything sucks.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Definitely.
LeBron James, you know, the argument continues. LeBron or Michael, we talked about it yesterday. ESPN's poll says that virtually everybody of all age groups, even millennials, believe Michael's the greatest player of all time, the GOAT. LeBron James considered playing for the Cowboys during the NBA lockout in 2011. So while Michael went and played baseball, LeBron thought about going and playing football.
Okay, well, I don't doubt he would be good. He's a good athlete.
Yeah.
When the NBA was in the midst of the lockout in 2011, LeBron James was toying with the idea of giving football a shot and even spoke with the Dallas Cowboys about it.
What position do you know, like, that he would play?
Yeah, he strikes me as tight end.
Exactly.
Big guy, like good hands. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very Gronkish.
Yeah.
Oh.
Speaking of The Last Dance, the Pizza Hut employee who delivered Michael Jordan his pizza that reportedly gave him food poisoning, insists his pizza was not tainted. His name is Craig Feight. He's a Utah man. When asked about it, he said, "It's a bunch of crap." It's one of those things where I'm like, great, did you get it diagnosed? Did you go to the doctor and find out? No. All of this is innuendo on their part. He's kind of right about that.
Well, that's true.
Like a lot of food poisoning, though, is you're just like, oh, I must have ate something bad.
One thing I remind everybody, he was smoking so many cigars, they had windows open, he didn't have a shirt on, or he was in a tank top or whatever. This is what Craig Feight's saying.
Yeah.
As you guys know darn good and well, at around 3 or 4 in the afternoon in Park City, the sun goes by in the mountains and it gets cold up there. The pizza was made well. I followed all the rules.
So here's what, and I did read that same thing. My question is, now you saw the show, right?
I did.
Didn't his trainer, Tim Grover, say it was like late at night and that no other pizza places were open? This was the only. So what is his reference to 3 or 4 in the afternoon?
No, he's saying he got sick. He's saying he was walking around without tank top and he's smoking cigars.
Okay,
he had all the windows open.
It
was 3 or 4 in the afternoon. It gets cold.
Got
and then he gets sick.
He's
not feeling well. He smokes another cigar. He gets a pizza. He wakes up feeling like crap. He blames the pizza.
Got it. Okay.
Other pizza notes. Papa John's, the founder of Papa John's, is now showing off his mansion complete with a massive mating eagles clock.
Why would
he? So he's
he
got
do
a
that?
Clock of two eagles doing it. Well, Papa John Schnatter is a weird guy.
Yeah.
He may no longer be the king of his pizza empire, but he's still living in the castle that all his pies built. The disgraced Papa John's founder and former CEO recently joined a video sharing social media site TikTok and used it to give fans a look inside his anything but ordinary home. On the 55-second long video, which showed off his mansion, he showed a variety of things, including his ornately decorated foyer, featuring high ceilings, long coral curtains, and embellished stone flooring. High up is a clock of two eagles doing it.
Gross.
Yeah.
The man has taste. We've always said that about
right.
Papa John.
Yeah. The birds are mating while falling through the air, the former businessman explains. It's not just a sculpture, but a clock, or more specifically, an eagle mating clock that spins 4 times an hour, whatever that means.
Thanks for explaining.
Speaking of things falling from the sky, coronavirus-shaped hail has been falling from the sky in Mexico.
What is this?
A sign from God.
Yeah. Huge icy hailstones that seem to be in the shape of the coronavirus have been falling in Matamoros, Mexico. The bad weather omen was reported in the municipality, and now everyone is staying inside. Freaked out. Maybe you're freaked out to go to San Francisco. You should be. Man drives through San Francisco doing donuts and firing shots from his pickup truck.
Nobody on the roads. This is the time to do it.
I would understand in Alabama that happening.
Right.
But San Francisco? Around 10:30, officers learned someone was driving recklessly near Clay Street and the Presidio doing donuts and firing a gun. Gotta be careful.
Okay.
Gotta be careful. Gotta be careful of thieves, too. Thieves in Virginia robbed a local Sheetz, it's called. I believe it's a restaurant. Sheetz, while wearing watermelons as masks.
Yeah,
did you see them?
Saw that.
So they got
so
watermelons.
Weird.
They carved them out and cut them out and then put the watermelons on their head.
They look like aliens.
Yeah, and use those as masks. What a bunch of idiots.
Funny.
Got that right.
Another restaurant story. Maryland Seafood Pub Bar The goers there are flocking in giant inner tubes in order to maintain social distancing. So they're wearing giant inner tubes as they walk around in order to make sure that if they get too close, the inner tubes will bump into each other can maintain their social distancing.
Did you see the pictures of that?
I did see the pictures of it. I'm looking at them right now.
They could totally do that in Wisconsin Dells. Yeah. There's so many inner tubes.
Yeah, it looks ridiculous. Yeah. And finally, sometimes you just want to hug mom and it's not safe. So you resort to drastic measures like this woman in Virginia did. Woman wears inflatable hippo suit to safely hug her mother in the nursing home.
Oh. I know. It's so cute.
A daughter found a heartwarming way to safely hug mom. She wore the inflatable hippo costume complete with a pink tutu, walked inside, and was able to hug her mom for the first time in many, many weeks.
It's cute because the mom doesn't really know it's her daughter.
Right.
And then she says, Mom, can I give you a hug?
Right.
And it's just heartwarming.
They have a lovely moment together. Whip, are you ready?
Oh, my God, yes.
I
couldn't wait for the beep to end because I can't wait to get to this.
I didn't want to give you too much time to focus because I feel as though this plays out better when you haven't practiced.
Definitely.
You know, we make Whip watch that all the dating shows, whether it be The Bachelor or The Bachelorette or The Second Bachelorette or...
the good stuff.
A couple of guys trying to pick up girls at bars or whatever show is on.
Right.
And then we make Whip watch 4 hours of it and then condense it all down into 30 seconds for us.
Yes.
Well, Listen to Your Heart, where they decided, you know what, let's just do The Bachelorette, but let's just throw some music into it and try to find some people that pretend they can sing and pretend they can play the guitar. Just throw them together and put them in a hot tub and let's see what happens.
Totally.
So you watched that, and out of nowhere, it even seemed like they gave up on the franchise.
Well,
they didn't even announce it was the end. They just got to the end. They go, all right, that's it. We're done.
I might have missed something, but I seriously thought they had a whole bunch of people still competing, and the next thing you know, you get it, there's only two couples left.
So you're supposed to do our 30-second review yesterday, but the governor called.
Yes.
So we had to delay it till today. I know you folks weren't able to sleep last night waiting. So now is your moment. You ready, Whip?
Yeah, I think so.
I'm going to play the jingle. All right. At the end of the jingle, you have 30 seconds and 30 seconds only to share with us what happened on the not only season, but I'm guessing series finale.
Never know.
Of The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart. Are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it then. Here we go.
Watch this show. It's the hottest part. 30 seconds after the start with reviews. Please don't snooze.
And Rudy fight and sob and go home. Then there are tons of judges in the music part this time, including Taye Diggs, Jewel, and Rita Wilson of Tom Hanks and coronavirus fame. She says the key to performing is to strip naked emotionally, make musical intercourse, and make a musical baby. The judges ask Jamie and Trevor if they've been to the fantasy suite, and they say, yes, we've totally been doing it, and they say, we can tell.
Then
it's the other couple, Bree and Chris. Taye Diggs says he likes them. Jewel says she doesn't like them, but they win anyway.
Three.
Now they get a contract. They go on to great fame and fortune in the music business.
It's the hottest part, 30 seconds.
Sorry, I missed it.
Start with reviews.
Rita Wilson.
Don't snooze.
Jewel.
Listen to your heart.
Hey, it's Eric, and the Eric in the Morning podcast is brought to you by ComEd. As we spend more and more time at home, the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program has tips on ways to save. Visit ComEd.com/home savings.